Before we get rolling in the show, I just wanted to let everybody listening know, if you live in Northeast Ohio, that I will be, me, Chris Clem, at the Hard Rock Roxino at Northfield Park inside Club Velvet this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. both nights, March 16th and 17th. I'll be featuring for Chad Zumach, former guest of the show, and on Friday night, Steve Guy, another former guest of the show, will be hosting. Come check it out. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or at ChrisClem.net. I hope to see you there. It's going to be two great nights of comedy, and it's the only chance to see me perform in Northeast Ohio until the summer. Now enjoy the show. Welcome back, friends, listeners, fans, associates, compatriots, Cavs fans. Welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I said I'd be back on Friday, but much like the Cavaliers, I just don't feel like much of an effort. All right, look, let's address what's on the table right now. The Cavs are no longer leading the Central Division, and the Indiana Pacers have overtaken them for the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. And the Cavs are 1 or 2 losses away from being in the A seed. Now, there's a big gap between 8th and 9th. The Pistons are like 5 losses behind the A seed. So I'm not too worried about the Cavs falling out of the playoffs, but these injuries are happening at the absolute worst time. We've already heard that the Cavs' new players aren't really getting a chance to fit in the way they could because of the lack of practice. They're not understanding the plays. They won their first 2 games with the new guys. Then they decided to install some sets. That didn't work. So Coach Lou and the staff went back and they said, let's just play like it's a pickup game. And now that's not working because they have way too many guys out. And they're getting absolutely nothing from George Hill and J.R. Smith, which is a problem. Now, look, Larry Nance Jr. is probably the Cavs' second-best player. He has been the second-best player since these trades have happened, and that's great. I really like Larry Nance Jr., and he's like a much better version of Tristan Thompson. But if he is your second-best player, this team is not going to win that many games. And I'm not even trying to talk bad about George Hill. He's a game manager and a guy who's supposed to be knocking down threes. He's not knocking down threes, which is a problem. He's playing much better defense than the Cavs had at point guard, but not enough to be a true difference maker overall. I think once Love comes back and everybody's healthy, we got what we got from George Hill. He's not going to kill you. He's not going to make you a championship team, but he could be a starter on a championship team, if that makes sense. J.R. Smith, on the other hand, is giving them absolutely nothing. They need him to step up in a big way with Love out, and now with Hood out, and now with Osman out, and somebody else. Oh, yeah, Thompson. I forgot about him because he's been playing bad all year, too. But they need something or anything from J.R. Smith. What happened to the guy who was everybody's favorite player or second favorite player these last 3 years? The guy was a Cleveland legend just from his attitude and his shot making, and now he's getting a chance to take as many shots as he wants, and he's not. He's just standing out there. I know he thinks he's suddenly a great defender, but he was the Cavs' best perimeter defender because their other perimeter defender was Kyrie Irving. Nobody was saying J.R. Smith was a lockdown guy. He was just the best of the limited options. J.R., we all want to love you again. We all want to say, so right. I want to be singing that all the time. You're getting every chance for us to get into it, and nothing is happening. Please recognize you where you're at and step up. I know it's a lot harder being a second scoring option than it is a fourth scoring option, but that means you get second scoring option number of shots. I think the unraveling of J.R. Smith's shot attempts is one of the weirdest things that I can't explain. It's one thing to say he's playing worse. It's another thing, you know, he's getting older. He's got issues off the court with his family, things that are stressing him. He had his holdout last year. There's a lot of things I could explain why he's playing worse. But the one thing that doesn't make sense to me is how the guy who is known as a notorious chucker his whole career is just like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need to take as many shots. We actually need J.R. Smith to shoot as much as possible, and he's not. We can't control anything. We're fans. They're the Cavs. We watch them. But we can yell and we can be upset. It's still going to bother us. The team needs him to shoot. We need him to shoot. I want to watch some winning basketball. If they're not going to win, I want to at least be entertained. And some of those shots, like a week ago, he had a game where he played well. I just don't understand it. The Cavs are in the middle of their road trip. They're scuffling. They're injured. There's not a lot to talk about there. There's not a lot that's funny. There's not a lot to even touch on because it is what it is, to be that old cliche of sports. They have injuries. Their second best player is out, and who knows if they'll be able to get it together. I'm not even worried about the playoffs right now. I just want this team to make it there and have at least an NBA competent rotation. I mean, I know Ty Lue loves Jeff Green, but the fact that he's shooting so many threes is a problem. But I don't want to get distracted. There's more to talk about. I will be back later this week. We could talk about how the games have been going then. But a bigger issue now is the damn billboard wars for LeBron. First, it started out with the billboard in Cleveland that said Philly wants LeBron. Then it was two billboards in L.A. from a lawyer who was trying to get a little love for himself. He put his logo on it to get LeBron to go out there. I think the billboards are fun. I know I think it was RealCavsFans.com did one before he left last time trying to get him to stay in Cleveland. It's fun and it's goofy and it's entertaining, but basically by making these billboards, you're assuming that LeBron James is influenced in the same way as a senior citizen. There's no better, higher technology way to get his attention than a billboard. These aren't even digital billboards. They're straight up pasted billboards. If we think that's the best approach to get LeBron, why don't we put an ad inside coffee shop news that says, please, LeBron, stay in Cleveland. And while you're at it, try to find the little guy hidden in one of these pictures. Since when is a guy of LeBron's age and status being convinced by a billboard? A billboard? Is he even driving his own car outside of a Kia commercial? He's over $200 million. He's openly stated that his goal is to be the first professional athlete billionaire. And you think he's spending his time looking up at billboards? Like, oh, wow, Ready Player One's coming out in a couple weeks. Oh, I want to see that. Oh, wait, there's a billboard that wants me to go to Philadelphia. Well, shit, I just changed my mind about everything. I was planning on going to LA, but Philly made me a billboard. I'm definitely leaving Cleveland. And then he goes to play against the Lakers, and he's at his house in Brentwood, and he looks up and he sees a billboard going to the Lakers, and he just stops everything and says, whoa, I might have to go to the Lakers now. They made two billboards for me. This is the thought process. You're just doing anything to get yourself attention. You're putting yourself over. If you put up a billboard to get LeBron to come there, you are the equivalent of the WWE sign guy. You're a mark for yourself, and you're just trying to get an attention because there's no way he's looking at those billboards and those are making his decisions. Like I said, I'm going to put something out in coffee shop news. It's not a joke. I'm going to do it. And the little guy, I'm going to make sure they hide it in that picture. And it's going to say, LeBron, stay in Cleveland. And he's only going to find it because he's going to be looking for that little man. And when he finally finds it, he'll be like, huh, decision made. I'm staying in Cleveland. I just can't wait for next year, Academy Award winning movie, Three Billboards Outside Independence, Ohio. And they're just the Philadelphia 76ers one and the two Lakers ones. And I never saw that movie, so I can't really go in more in depth on that. So, sorry. Some people told me it's good. Other people told me it's cloying and kind of reductive when it comes to racial relationships. I don't know. I'm not talking about that movie. I saw Shape of Water and Get Out and a few other ones, but I did not see Three Billboards Outside Ebling, Missouri. I think I said it correctly. I'm not even sure. Anyways, the Cavs are playing in Phoenix tonight, and if they don't win this game, then you really got some problems. They should have beat the Lakers even with their injuries, but Phoenix is absolutely terrible, and if they can't beat them without Kevin Love, Rodney Hood, Jetty Osmond, and Tristan Thompson, then they might actually be in trouble. But hey, Ante Zizic is playing pretty good, and he might tear up Alex Len. So hey, he might be the best thing the Cavs got out of that Celtics trade, so way to go, Kobe Altman. The trade Mamba did it again. That Ante Zizic pick is looking like a steal. All right, I'll talk to you guys on Friday. I will be at the Hard Rock Roxino in Northfield Park, Northfield, Ohio, whatever it is, this weekend. with former guest Chad Zumach. Be doing some stand-up. It's my only time I'm booked in Northeast Ohio till August, so if you want to come, check it out. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, and I'm going to throw up a link on my website at chrisklem.net. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Maybe I'll see some of you at the show. Go Cavs! Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.